Former State Senate President Thomas V. Mike Miller Jr. died yesterday after a 2-year battle with prostate cancer. He was 78. Mike Miller was a potent force in Maryland politics for half a century and the longest-serving state Senate president in U.S. history. WIPR's Joel McCord has more.
Miller, who stepped down as Senate president in 2019 because of his failing health and resigned his seat representing parts of Southern Maryland last month, was recognized as a master politician. Bill Ferguson, the current Senate president, said in a statement, Miller spent every single day of his life as a public servant working as hard as possible for the people of Maryland. Attorney General Brian Frosch recalled in an October 2019 interview a day as a freshman member of the House of Delegates trying to get Miller's support for a bill he was trying to shepherd through the Senate. It didn't go well.
I walk out of his office. The knife is still sticking out of my back. I know my bill is dead. I know I've been handled. And I still am thinking to myself, well, he killed my bill. But what a nice guy.
Frosch, who later served 20 years in the Senate, 12 as head of the Judicial Proceedings Committee, said Miller always had a knack for getting the pulse of the Senate.
He could tell where every senator was going to vote before some of the senators knew that was the way they were going to vote. And he had a personal relationship with every single member.
House Speaker Adrian Jones called him a giant and a legend and said anyone anywhere with a sense of history or politics will know the name Mike Miller. Governor Larry Hogan referred to Miller as one of Maryland's most revered leaders and a dear lifelong friend. Though he was more conservative than many of his members, Miller presided over a Senate that repealed Maryland's death penalty, legalized same-sex marriage, and passed some of the toughest gun control measures in the nation. In a news conference announcing his resignation last month, Miller said he was proud of establishing a Senate where Republicans got a fair shake despite their distinct minority status in Maryland.
Well, all 47 senators are treated equally, regardless of the political party and regardless of where they came from in terms of geography. And I think that's my legacy.
Miller, the oldest of 10 children, grew up in Clinton, Maryland, where his family ran a grocery store. He entered the House of Delegates in 1971 and the Senate in 1975 and became Senate President in 1987. When he stepped down, his colleagues named him Senate President Emeritus. Robert Neal, a former state health secretary, former Republican senator, and longtime friend, said Miller's self-deprecating personality was an element of his success.
A lot of people saw the all-shucks, Southern Maryland, good old boy, health fellow, well met. He was probably the smartest and shrewdest person I've ever encountered in my life, but he operated behind that facade. He had more gears than a semi's transmission.
Damien O'Doherty, a staffer for former Governor Martin O'Malley, got his first job in the State House through Miller. He says part of Miller's success was the way he treated his staff.
He was one of the first people to appoint women to the highest staff roles in the General Assembly. And now Vicki Gruber, who was his chief of staff, runs the entire legislative staff for the General Assembly now.
And Miller, when he announced his cancer diagnosis, said he always had the best staff.
Anyway, the body's given me the opportunity to name the best people.
Miller is survived by his wife, Patty, 5 children, 5 sisters, 3 brothers, and 15 grandchildren. I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.